Pants on Fire listeners, producer Noah here. Most people think that potty training is over once an individual learns how to use the toilet on their own. But we here at Pants think that's just too low a bar, and that only when we really make the effort to educate ourselves on matters of the toilet, to the point where we can tell the difference between potty truths and potty lies, can we truly consider ourselves potty trained. Which is why this week we bring you
Pants Extinguished!
Every time we do Pants Extinguished, we invite the truth teller from last week's episode back into the studio for a deeper dive on his or her topic. So, if you haven't listened to last week's episode on toilets, hit pause now, or by the end of this flush, you'll have that show spoiled for you. Professional plumber Joe Caraggio rejoins us in studio to give us some more of that potty training I think we all need. Have a listen.
Thank you, Joe Caraggio, for sticking around and talking toilets with us. Did you have a good time, Joe?
I did. So it was great. Fun.
Well, you did a great job. Thank you. I feel like we have more questions. So we have lots of people gathered around the bowl to ask you questions, like Levi.
Hi, Levi.
Hi.
And also Lisa.
Hi.
Hey, Lisa.
And even our producer Noah is joining in because apparently he keeps forgetting how to use one. Is that correct?
That's right.
But we do have lots of questions. And one of those questions, or a comment rather, you made earlier at the end of the episode was about mythology as it relates to toilets. What was that, Joe?
Doing my little research, I did find out that the Romans had a toilet god.
Wow.
And her name was, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Cloacina.
Cloacina, the goddess of toilets?
Right.
Oh my gosh, this changes the world for me right now.
I would definitely not want to cross Cloacina.
Yeah, definitely not. Anybody else have some questions? Levi, do you have any questions about toilets? Have you ever used a toilet, Levi?
No.
Okay. Maybe you have, right?
Maybe. Yeah, I have.
Or do you have any questions about Joe and his experience with toilets?
Why did you want to have this job?
Well, my brother was a plumber.
Oh.
And I worked with him since I've been 11. Taking me around on the weekends and during the summer. And my brother was a lot older than me, and it was a good way for me to spend time with him. So, yeah, that's really...
Oh, that's sweet.
Yep. He passed on. But,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. We worked together and formed the business about 27 years ago. Yep.
Did you and your brother ever have plumbing contests?
No, but we had a lot of plumbing arguments.
How many toilets have you both plumbed? Is that word plumbed?
Yeah. It is now.
Sounds good.
Could have been thousands. Yeah, thousands of toilets. Yeah.
Ew, that stinks.
I guess you can't really have a sensitive nose when it comes to
you cannot.
Sewage.
You yeah. cannot.
I have a question.
Sure.
I think is pretty understandable. I'm embarrassed when I clog the toilet, particularly if I'm at a...
How often do you clog the toilet, Noah?
It's not that often, but...
how often?
I would approximately say this happens once per year. That sounds about right. Maybe mm-hmm. not quite so often.
Once per
and if,
year.
And if this happens at, God forbid, at a friend's house,
mm-hmm.
That's even worse. So, or at a restaurant or a dining establishment, I think that's like the supreme level of embarrassment. Yep. And I figure as a plumber, you must encounter your share of people who are a bit shy about telling you what exactly the problem was or how it got started. So I'm wondering, how do you deal with people who are too embarrassed to tell you exactly how their toilet got the way it is?
They usually don't say how it happened. They usually have their lid closed and and say that they'd rather not be there when, you know, I lift up the seat.
Wow.
What do they wait in the other room?
They just leave. And I understand, and I tell them, we'll take care of it. And I make them, try to make them feel easy about it and say, this happens all the time. This is what we do. I've seen it all. And that usually, takes the the stress away.
You're like a poop therapist.
Thanks, Lisa.
That's You're welcome. A new job.
Yeah, for real. I mean, it is an intimate relationship in a way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a toilet that wouldn't unclog?
Yes. The one with the pickles. I had to remove it.
Oh, no. Oh, the pickle story. See aforementioned episode.
Yeah, and probably 100 toilets we've had to remove and push stuff out the indoor from the outdoor.
That does not sound like fun.
Imagine if that happened to you.
I will not imagine that, nor will it ever happen.
Yeah, but there's we come across pens, combs, perfume bottles.
What?
Debbie, remember Weebles? Weebles Wobble.
Weebles. Oh, I would never put a Weeble down a toilet.
What are Weebles?
It was a like a figure. It was sort of a toy doll, but
they
made
wobble,
out of They look like a little
Weebles
egg.
Weebles wobble, but they don't flush down.
Right? They don't flush down, right. Wow.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Joe, I gotta ask, the butt crack thing.
Is it,
is the stereotype true?
Honestly, I don't think I usually reveal the crack, but I know a lot of plumbers that it is real.
Oh yep. Man.
And I mean, like, are you aware of it? Because it's like such, it has
this
such
is
a
taking a turn.
We were already talking about toilets.
All right.
It's a good question.
So I just, you know, this is like the thing that everybody knows about plumbers is that they bend over to do their work and you see their butt crack.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if you
some of us don't look.
Yeah. Well, some of us are too embarrassed. We have to wait in the other room. But my question is like, do you think about that when you kneel down?
I don't. Because I kind of feel I wear a t-shirt and a shirt and they're always tucked in.
Smart.
But I think what happens is sometimes the trades are hard and can be a little challenging, and I think guys sometimes get caught up in what they're doing and so focused that they want to fix it or struggling that they don't care what's happening or they don't pay attention.
So the exposed butt crack is actually, if anything, it's a symbol of the dedication that plumbers have to their work.
Let's go with that. That's good.
I prefer to call it cleavage.
You've got the plumber's crack seal of dedication.
Oh my gosh.
So recently I went to a restaurant where they had all the buttons and you could do all the things to wash all the parts and it was super fun. And I just, and hygienic as well. And I want to know, are those kinds of toilets making their way into residential homes?
They are here and there. In the more, some of the real wealthy customers have the Toto. It's like the Rolls Royce of toilets. It's a $5,000 toilet that does all kinds of stuff.
$5,000 for a toilet?
Yep.
It poops for you.
Wow.
You spend a lot of time on a toilet overall, so.
But a cheaper alternative, and that's getting more common, is it's called a bidet washlet seat. And it kind of just bolts on instead of your regular seat.
Mm.
It bolts on and it really does the same thing. It's only a few hundred dollars.
For your holiday gifts coming up, everyone.
Yeah.
How much time do we spend on our toilet for our whole lives?
About 3 years.
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
I was thinking about 1/4 of our lives. It's just a toilet.
Not quite that much. Yeah. But 3 years.
It depends
years.
On how old you are.
Would you ever try to do that consecutively?
Oh, man.
I wonder. Sorry, I just have so many questions about toilets.
Who knew this was so exciting for Noah? I had no idea.
My gosh.
Well, so I think there's also this adage about, like, if you're a car mechanic and you spend, you know, 40, 50, 60 hours a week fixing cars, like the last thing you want to do at the end of the day is like go home and get in your car because, you know, you're just going to be thinking about work. So is getting on the toilet for you like not the relaxing experience that it is for most of us because you're just thinking about work?
No, it's equally relaxing and enjoyable. But I'll tell you,
oh my gosh.
But to your point, the last thing I want to do when I come home is work on my own plumbing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So do you call a plumber?
No, I do it, but it's a real labor. It's a chore. It's really a chore.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you don't have to do it that often.
No, I don't. But yeah.
What about some people don't flush all the time? They think they're saving water if they don't flush.
Right.
every single time. Is that true?
Well, if you read up about, you know, water conservation, they do recommend, I've seen it where they say, try to flush the toilet once a day. And what they're encouraging people to do is if you do your solids once a day, then that's when you flush. And, you know, urine maybe just sticks around until, yeah. But
I fully endorse that. Save the earth.
Well, it's not real sanitary, but really what it also does is it causes the toilets to lime and not flush as well because the urine has like an acidic, yeah. And
so you would flush
away
every day, flush. Every moment, after every visit.
Yep, flush
you would
away.
Flush.
And a little confession, I have four kids, and while they were growing up, the biggest challenge was to get them to flush the toilet.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Even after the solids. So that was, I don't know why. I don't know if it's only my family, but.
I don't think so. Something about saying goodbye. I think it's difficult it's for children.
It's hard to say goodbye to a brown, stinky poo.
On that note.
Hey, I just came back in the room. Are you guys still talking about gross stuff?
Yes.
We happen to be, but now you're in good company.
Dang it. I was going to say something like, you're in luck.
Oh, sorry. Ha ha.
I just couldn't find the right lines. How dare you.
Next time. That is all the time I think that we have today to talk about toilets. But thank you so much. Thank you to Levi. And thank you to Lisa.
Okay.
And many thanks to Noah and our supreme expert extraordinaire, Joe Caraggio. Thank you.
Thank you too, David.
All right, we'll see you guys at the toilets. Bye.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We hope you enjoyed this latest session of potty training, and we hope you weren't too offended by our liberal use of potty humor. We promise we'll be back to non-potty related content next week. Pants on Fire is a production of Gen Z Media, online at bestrobotever.com. There, you can check out other great Gen Z podcasts and learn how to become a participant on this one. Check us out on social media, at Pants on Fire Cast, for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.